Tiago is a marital partner of Dr. Mensah's brother, which is why I gave a crap about his opinion. Also, I had no intel yet on how many hostiles were inside the boat where the controls to the large weapon were. Prematurely eliminating the visible targets, excuse me, potential targets, on deck might just tip us out of incipient shitshow into full-on shitshow. There was sort of a chance that Tiago might actually talk our way out of this. He was great at talking to other humans, but I had a drone waiting just inside the hatchway with Arata. Oversay would be upset if I let her marital partner get killed, and I liked Arata. Still managing to sound calm, despite everything, Tiago said, "There's no need for any of this. We're researchers. We're not doing anything to hurt anyone here." Potential target leader said something that our facility system translated through our feed as, "I showed you I'm serious. We'll take what we want, then leave you in peace. Tell the others to come out." "We'll give you supplies, but not people," Tiago said. "If you have nice supplies, I'll leave the people." "You didn't have to shoot anyone." Heat crept into Tiago's voice. "If you needed supplies, we would have given them to you." "Don't worry, the anyone who got shot was me." Tiago, while violating the security protocol everyone agreed to in advance, had walked out to the observation deck to greet the strangers on their stupid boat. I followed and pulled him back from the edge, and so potential target leader shot me instead of him. Got me right in the shoulder. I managed to fall off the observation deck and miss the water intake. Yes, I was pissed off. "Sec unit? Sec unit, are you there?" Oversay in the facility's command center had shouted at me over the comm interface. "Yes, I'm fine," I'd sent her over the feed. "It's a good thing I don't bleed like a human, because hostile marine fauna was about all this situation needed. I've got everything under fucking control, okay?" "No, it says it's fine," I heard her relaying to the others on our comm. "Well, yes, it's furious." I swung over the railing and dropped to the deck. I'd tuned my pain sensors down, but I could feel the projectile wedged in next to my support framework, and it was annoying. Staying low, I crawled down the steps into the first cabin structure. The human inside was monitoring a primitive scanner system. I jammed it even before I got shot, feeding it artistic static and random reports of anomalous energy signatures to keep it busy. I choked her until she was unconscious, and then broke her arm to give her something else to worry about if she revived too soon. I didn't take her projectile weapon, but I did pause to break a couple of its key components. The room was stuffed with bags and containers and other human crap. There were neat storage racks, but everything was jumbled on the deck. We had seen 11 groups of strange humans in waterboats from a distance and had been contacted by two of them. Both had been what Tiago called unusually divergent, and some of the others had called deeply weird. Both groups had taken the same elaborate precautions to show they were approaching in a non-hostile manner and had not displayed any weapons. Both groups had wanted to trade supplies with us. Arata and the others had wanted to just give them what they needed, but Tiago had asked them to trade their stories of why they were here on this planet. So, okay, maybe Tiago had reason to suppose this group would also be non-hostile. But the earlier groups had given me a chance to develop a profile of local non-hostile approaches, interactions, and this group hadn't fit. Nobody fucking listens to me. Potential target leader and their friends aboard Stupid Boat were also dressed better than the other humans we'd encountered, in clothing that looked newer, if not cleaner. There was no planetary feed, Stupid Planet, but Stupid Boat had its own rudimentary feed that was heavy with games and pornography, but light on anything that might be helpful for a security assessment, like who these people were and what they wanted. Even the individual humans' feed signatures only contained info about sexual availability and gender presentation, which I didn't give a damn about. I slipped through into a grimy metal corridor. Then a human stepped out of the next doorway. I disarmed them and slammed their head into the floor. The door to the next compartment was closed, but one of my drones had landed on the roof earlier, flattened itself to a window, and got me some good scan and vid intel. That was kind of important, because this was the compartment with the control station for the large boat-busting projectile weapon that was currently pointed at our facility. According to the drone's video, one small human sat in the weapon station, their attention on a primitive camera-based targeting screen. Three large humans, all armed, sat around casually on battered station chairs, though the other stations had missing or badly jury-rigged or outdated equipment. They were chatting, watching Tiago and potential target leader on the screen, la la la, just another day at work. The compartment was a bulbous structure set to the right of the bow and reinforced with metal to protect and support the large weapon. The six hostiles near the bow, casually pointing projectile weapons at the facility's observation deck, were too far away to hear as long as I didn't overdo it. So I snapped the lock and didn't slam the door as I went through. I hit target one at the weapon station with an energy pulse from my left arm, throat punch to target two as the others came to their feet, pivot and smash kneecap of target three, slap target four's weapon aside and break collarbone. I'd already had Facility Sis prepare a translation for me, the only sentence I figured I'd need. I said, "Make a noise, and everybody dies." Target One slumped unconscious over the weapon control station, wound steaming in the damp air. The other three stayed on the deck, whimpering and gurgling. One of the hostiles outside had glanced around but didn't change position. Tiago, who was unexpectedly good at stalling, had avoided the question of whether the other researchers were going to come out on the observation deck so potential target leader could decide if he wanted to abduct them or not. Tiago was now listing all our supplies and pretending to stumble over Facility Sis's translation advice. I knew he was pretending. He was a language expert, among other things. My drone view showed me that potential target leader enjoyed watching Tiago sweat, and that maybe Tiago had noticed and was playing it up a little. He was pretty smart. "Okay, okay. I admit that it was a little upsetting that Tiago didn't trust me." He and Mensa had had a conversation about me, back on Preservation Station when Arata was planning this survey. Transcript. Tiago: "I know I'm in the minority here, but I have serious reservations." Mensa: "Arata is in charge of this survey, and she wants SecUnit. And frankly, if it isn't the one providing security, I'll withdraw my permission for Amina to go." Amina is one of Mensa's children, and yes, she is on our facility right now. No pressure. Tiago: "You trust it that much?" Mensa: "With my life, literally. I know what it will do to protect her, and you and the rest of the team. Of course, it has its faults. In fact, it's probably listening to us right now. Are you listening, SecUnit?" Me on the feed: "What? No." I'd missed the rest. I'd thought it was better to shut down my tap on the room's comm access and get out of there. Target 2 whispered something which Facility Sis rendered as, "What are you?" I said, "I'm a shut up or get your head smashed." So that was two sentences I'd needed. I had to get out there because target leader had started to walk toward Tiago, and avoiding a hostage situation was important to my risk assessment module's projected schedule of events leading to a successful resolution. In company terms, that's a PSELSR, which is a terrible anagram. I don't mean anagram, I mean the other thing. Tiago backed away, saying, "You don't want to do this. You really don't want to do this." Yeah, well, it was a little too late for them to run away. I stepped to the outside hatch and told my drones to get into position. Two of the hostiles had helmets and body armor, and one had a helmet, but the face shield had been removed. I hit the hatch release and gave the order. At the last second, I changed the drone's instructions from head or face kill hits to disabling wound hits and exposed patches on arms and hands, even though it was the hostile's own stupid fault for attacking us. Thinking of Arata's sad face made me too uncomfortable. The stupid hatch, I hate this boat, was slow, and all six targets had turned toward me by the time it opened. My drone struck just as I dove out onto the deck. I hit one target with an energy burst from my right arm, kneecapped the second, two dropped from drone strikes, and the last one went down flailing, hand closing convulsively on his weapon's trigger and shooting me right in the chest. For fuck's sake. By that time, target leader had Tiago's arm, weapon pointed at Tiago's head. I sacrificed six more drones to turn the weapons scattered around me into useless heaps of metal, then shoved to my feet. I walked up the boarding ramp onto our observation deck. I said, "Let him go." I didn't really feel like negotiating. I have a module on it, somewhere in my archive. It was never much help. Target leader's eyes had a lot of white showing, and he was exhibiting multiple signs of stress. So was Tiago. A drone view showed me what I looked like. Water dripping from my clothes, my jacket with the preservation survey logo and shirt showing projectile weapon holes, stained with fluid and a little blood. I circled them as if heading for the hatch. Target leader dragged Tiago around to stay facing me, then yelled, "Stop, or I'll kill him!" He was right. I'd been trying to make him move, setting up a shot. He had stopped with the observatory bubble behind him. Not a good angle for me. "You can still get out of this," Tiago gasped. "Just let us go. You can take me as a hostage." Oh, right, that'll help. I said, "No hostages."
"What is that thing?"
Target leader demanded.
"What are you? You're a bot?"
Tiago said, "It's a security unit, a bot-human construct." Target leader didn't seem to believe him.
"Why does it look like a person?"
I said, "I ask myself that sometimes." Over the comm loudspeaker, Dr. Ratti said, "It is a person!" In the background, I heard Oversay whisper,
"Ratti, get off the comm."
While that was going on, I did a quick search of my archived video and pulled an episode of Valorous Defenders. It's not a bad show, but this is a terrible episode where the characters are attacked by evil sec units. That's like the opposite of an oxymoron, since in the media there's no such thing as a non-evil sec unit. Is there a word for the opposite of an oxymoron? I grabbed the 3-minute sequence where the sec units swarm the base and slaughter the helpless refugees. I uploaded it to Stupid Boat's porn feed and set it to play on an endless loop. I'm fast, so I'd finished by the time target leader shook Tiago and said, "Order it to back off!" Tiago made a noise suspiciously like a derisive snort.
"I wish I could. It doesn't listen to me."
"I listen to you plenty, Tiago."
"Who does it?"
Target leader wisely gave up on that tack.
"Listen, whoever controls this thing, I'm taking this one on my ship."
"I've destroyed your engine," I said. I really should have done that. Well, too late now. Glaring with fury, target leader jerked Tiago, and Tiago stumbled and leaned away from him, and I saw the hole blossom in target leader's upper arm, in the scant few centimeters of clothing and skin exposed between the joints of the badly fitting armor. I lunged forward and grabbed Tiago, slung him aside, then ripped the projectile weapon away from target leader. I knocked him lightly in the stomach and chest with the stock, and he dropped to the deck. Arata stepped out of the hatch, the projectile weapon sensibly pointed down, even though my scan showed she had already engaged the safety. She said, "Are you all right? Tiago? Sec unit?" I said earlier that I was trying to set up a shot. I didn't say whose. Arata had taken a course in weapons use after the whole thing with Grey Chris. I guess having a bunch of murderers chasing you around a planet so they can suppress your research by murdering you would tend to make you more cautious, even if you are a terminal optimist. On the feed, I said, "Dr. Tiago, Dr. Arata, get inside." I grabbed target leader and tossed him onto the deck of his boat, where the other targets were crawling around trying to get to their hatch. My scan picked up a power surge in the boat's weapon system. That's what happens when you don't have time to clear your hostile vehicle. I said over the comm, "Oversay, now would be good." The thing Oversay and the others had been doing while all this was going on was preparing our facility for launch. Under my boots, the deck rumbled and vibrated, and our outer supports heaved out of the water, sending waves crashing into the boat as we lifted up. I don't think the raiders had realized the facility was mobile. The force of displaced water as our drive kicked in shoved the boat sideways, and the raiders lost their targeting lock. Our outer supports folded in, and we lifted further above the surface. The comm loudspeaker broadcast a siren and a translated warning about minimum safe distance, and I guess the raiders believed it because their engines revved frantically. I recalled my drones, and they shot down toward us to stream in through the hatch. I walked in after them and let the hatch close behind me as the launch protocols started.